You're listening to Vatican Radio. On December 12th last year, the former pontiff Benedict XVI made news headlines across the globe by inaugurating the Vatican's first Twitter account. 1 year later, that account, at Pontifex, available in 9 languages, including Latin, now has close to 11 million followers who receive regular tweets of the thoughts and words of Pope Francis. Furthermore, those short spiritual messages are then retweeted and reach around 60 million people worldwide. To find out just what impact this initiative has had, Alessandro Gisotti spoke with the head of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, Archbishop Claudio Celli.
I think that the choice of Pope Benedict was really prophetic. When we were proposing to the Holy Father to open an account in Twitter, we were considering quite clearly the difficulties and the dangers. When you are entering in such an atmosphere or in such a reality, you know what it could be. But we thought it was good to be present. You know, the decision of the Holy Father was to use a language that people today, men and women, are using usually, normally in their life. Just recently, a few days ago, there was an article stressing that Twitter is the language of the young people. And the wish of the Holy Father was to be heard, to be understood by the young generation in the language that they are using every day. And this is why I told you it was prophetic. And today we must consider that the tradition or the custom to retweet the tweet of the Holy Father, today at least 60 million people are receiving on their smartphone the tweet of the Holy Father. And I consider that in this moment of an increasing spiritual desertification, it's important also to have just a drop of fresh water, a drop of spirituality. And such moments are favoring the spiritual dimension of the human being today. It is strange. Men and women today, they have in their hands sophisticated instruments of communication, and they perceived to be alone. Loneliness is the sickness of today, or one of the sicknesses of today. And it's important that in such an atmosphere or in such a situation, men and women that are perceiving such a small, short message of the Holy Father, but it can be an inspiring message and a moment that really can be of help in the situation of today, of their spiritual life and human life, I would say. And so I think that this is, at least in this moment, the way how the Holy Father can be at the side of the human being that are crossing the roads of a difficult life today.
Is there a risk that people are more interested in the fact that he, the Pope, is tweeting than in the actual message itself?
No, I doubt. Certainly it is a short message, 140 characters. But I would like to recall that some expressions of the Gospel, I consider, for example, the Beatitudes, are formulated in less than 140 characters. And these moments of the Gospel change the world. Certainly, we are living in a moment of a lot of messages and a lot of communications. But the person that is deciding to be a follower of the Holy Father in Twitter, I think that he's going to appreciate the tweet that he's receiving. And for me, the importance is the fact that such a message can be retweeted. And this is important, because you can share with your friends such a short message of the Pope, such a short moment of spirituality. And so really I think it is good, very good, if people are connected and are sharing with friends what they are receiving from the Pope.
And finally, do you have any other plans in the works for expanding your presence in social media?
We are studying some other possibilities. For the meantime, I think that for us it's important to have news.va and news.va in Facebook. We have millions of visitors. And the people who are appreciating, we are looking for spiritual message. And this is important. So we are, for the meantime, we are thinking that the best to do is to improve, to have our presence always better. But we will see for the future if something different can happen. We will see. So I don't close the door. I keep the door open.
My thanks there to Archbishop Claudio Celli, President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications.